The Port of Astoria Commission this week unanimously approved a new port strategic plan at their Tuesday meeting. The port has crafted the new plan as part of an effort to regain trust with business partners, the community, and the state relating to the port's current precarious financial situation. The plan was formulated during the past 2 years and will be critical to the port being able to qualify for further state support. Mary MacArthur is executive director of COLPAC, Columbia Pacific Economic Development District. She helped the port draft the plan, which she called critical to the agency's path forward toward solvency. COLPAC is a private nonprofit that helps strengthen local business and can act as a bridge between communities and the state. Commission President Dirk Roan thanked MacArthur for her help and said she had been both forthright and sensitive to people's concerns. MacArthur said she understood how much commissioners and the staff care about the port. Here's Mary MacArthur.
Every comment that you made, I took very seriously. So I think that this is, the result of this is a document that hopefully you all can support going forward. And as Commissioner Roan has said, I think that it is also something that you will want to look at annually and in light of all the activity that's going on. I've said multiple times in the last couple of months, I'm cautiously optimistic about where the port's going, and I think that this gives you a good roadmap for that. In addition to this, I think that this is a good document to take to Business Oregon now, because the next step is to get your intergovernment, assuming approval by you folks, but this is the document that will go to Business Oregon for entering into an intergovernmental agreement.
Port commissioners voted unanimously to approve the plan, but Commission Vice President Robert Stevens urged MacArthur to adjust some of the wording in the document, which referred to rancor and discord at the port. He stressed that thanks to recent changes in the Port Commission and staff, all parties are now working together harmoniously to get things done. The port is currently operating under the direction of Acting Executive Director Will Isom. The agency is still seeking community volunteers to fill out its newly created Standing Finance Advisory Committee. Residents wanting to be part of the committee should contact the Port of Astoria. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.